Off the Ball. GAA.
And the most important thing for Hurling is not necessarily money, it's the space to breathe as a game. Because there are brilliant volunteers all over Ireland trying to promote the game, but you can't promote the game if you haven't got the time to play it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Kate, first of all, congratulations. I haven't seen you since you won the bronze at the World Championships in Poland.
Thank you very much.
And you were probably a bit disappointed afterwards, which is something we're not used to, someone getting onto the podium being disappointed. But having looked back at your performance now, has your perception changed a little bit?
Yeah, I think that I've now realised that the point score was unreal. And any other year, I would have been completely over the moon with that. And I think that it's just my expectations have changed slightly. I wanted to win and I felt like I was in the shape to win. And whenever you go in knowing that you can do something and you slightly underperform, it can be a little bit gut-wrenching slightly, especially because I'm constantly thinking that was an opportunity and maybe it's just an opportunity missed. But I think I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm getting better, and ultimately the goal is LA, and I think that I just have to keep thinking that all these championships are stepping stones towards that. I'm getting better and I'm healthy, so that's the main thing.
And you say you're healthy. We know you had some issues with the knee and your Achilles. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm back. I'm fully training and stuff. We got that all checked out and everything's okay. I have some mild tendinopathy, which is nothing major. So many athletes have it and it's just how you deal with it. So, we've got everything under control. I'm just looking forward to staying healthy for the rest of the season and turning up to European champs all ready to go.
And how often would you have to check yourself, even in training, to say, I know you're so competitive and you want what's best, but also having to acknowledge that what I've done here is incredible. Is that happening on a daily basis with you when you're training because you expect
not.
So much?
Probably not. I don't think that I ever really think wow, that's amazing. I really don't, because I think that I'm so competitive that I'm always right, let's how can I get better? What can I do to catch her or to, and I think that that's the exciting part of it. What I do, I always want more. But in a way, I can appreciate and enjoy a good result. Don't get me wrong. But I think the exciting thing is that I don't know where my ceiling is. And I'm constantly striving to get better. I genuinely don't know where I could go. I think that heptathlon is definitely being pushed on by so many of the other girls, as in points wise. They're scoring huge scores that would have won so many championships in previous years. The whole world of multi-events is really exciting, and I think that we're definitely going to be scoring some big scores over the next few years. And for me, I'm just excited to see where I can go.
And you've won 5 medals at 5 consecutive events now at 2025 and a quarter, that's unrivaled. How do you set out your expectations there for 2026? Because we as a nation have almost come to expect personal bests every time you run. Are you the same, and how do you manage that?
Yeah, it is tough. I think that I almost, after that world indoor medal, I feel like everyone, including myself, should have maybe relished that a little bit more, just because they're so rare. And I don't want myself or anyone else to get comfortable with me winning medals, because it's not easy. And I put in so much work. It's not a given. And I'm not standing on the line thinking I want to win gold. I might win gold, silver, bronze, or not place at all, So I do think that I have to check myself sometimes and remember that this is really difficult what you're doing. It's not easy, and those medals aren't just handed out. But when I'm actually training or when I'm actually doing it in the moment, I'm not thinking, whoa, you're so good, or wow, you're a great long jumper. I'm always searching for right, that was good, but how can I get better? That's just the competitor in me.
And when you say getting better, you increased your shot put by, was it 5 centimetres that you got a personal best at the World Championships?
Yeah.
How incrementally does that happen in training? Are you getting by very small margins, or all of a sudden does a lot of work click together and you say, I know where I'm at now?
Yeah, it's more like that. We in training more work on specific things and then try to piece them all together at a certain stage. And to be honest, in training, I'm throwing even further than that. So that's kind of where I'm at whenever I turn up to competition. I know roughly what I'll throw at least, and then anything more than that is a given. But the way we train is look at different components and then put them all together. We'll put them all together before we compete and make sure that it all actually works. And then turn up to competition. And then I just have to execute what I've practiced so hard in training,
I've gotten a lot more media attention in the last 12 months, absolutely granted. Is it the same with you and your competitors? Do you feel like you're a bigger presence now on the world stage?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm known by all of them. Obviously, we're standing on the line, and like, you're watching the top girls, and they're watching me. And no, it's nice to be in that position. It's nice to be a threat. I think last year I probably was turning up as the underdog, and no one really knew what I was going to do or what I was capable of. And whenever I was doing well, it was like, right, well, can she do it again? And then it was like at outdoors, well, can she do what she did at indoors at outdoors? And then this year it was like, right, well, last year was great, like, can she do it this year? So I feel like I'm keep like breaking through those doors, which is really nice. And yeah, I know that like I'm on the girls' radar. It's just like they're on my radar. We would be silly not to have to be looking at what each other are doing, but no, it's a nice place to be.
You finished up a master's last year, yeah. So you were also working on that, including the incredible year you had in 2025. Yeah. Do you feel like you've a little bit more free time to focus on training now without the master's?
To be honest, not really. Like all the time that I would have been spending on my master's is now like filled up with like media stuff, and it just kind of comes like part and parcel with it. Like, I've brought on some new sponsors, which is great and really, really needed. The support is like kind of can come down to, or those like medals can sometimes come down to support and who's backed the best. And yeah, I think that like now my spare time is more spent fulfilling my requirements for that part of my job. But again, like, it's fun, it's new opportunities, I'm meeting new people, which I really, really like. And yeah, like I said, it's part of the job, so I'm just trying to enjoy it all as much as I can.
Is there anything you do in a little bit of spare time you have that just takes you all away from sport and performance?
Oh, completely. Like, every weekend I make sure to meet up with my friends, whether it's for a coffee or we go out for food or go for a walk. Like, every weekend I make sure that that happens. Like, I need some time, like, away from, with like normal people and away from sport. But to be honest, like, after I finish training, like, I come home and I don't speak really about sport again. I try my best not to, like, even when I'm speaking to my boyfriend like on the phone, because we normally call most nights because he's living abroad. We don't speak about sport. Like, he might say, how was training? And I'll say, good. And I'll say, how was your training? And I'll say, good. And then we'll talk about other things. So yeah, I don't like to have sport be my whole life. I do try to be normal outside of it.
You've created so many historic moments last year, and you're being mentioned in the same realms as the likes of Sonia O'Sullivan and Trevor O'Rourke, and Sonia especially because you won the indoor medal, and you're also just catching up with her and Katrina McKiernan for individual medals for Ireland.
Yeah.
Is Sonia O'Sullivan someone, even though she's not a multi-eventer, you would have looked up to as an athlete?
Completely. Like, I always knew who she was and that she was like Ireland's like best athletics athlete. And even still, like, whenever she messages me online, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, she knows me. But yeah, no, it's insane to be mentioned in the same sort of sentences as them women. And yeah, of course I looked up to them. I think, like you said, they didn't do my event, so not specifically for my event. I probably had other role models within that. But I think it's great now the way that like Irish athletics is going. I think that young kids have so many role models now to look up to almost in every single event, specifically the girls. Like, the girls are really doing great, which is class. So yeah, no, it's really exciting. There's not now just one or two role models for people to look up to. There's multiple.
And just looking ahead to the year ahead then, next focus is the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow.
Correct.
Very quickly back to back then European Championships, but
yeah,
both happening in the UK.
Yeah.
Last year you had to travel to the likes of China and Tokyo to win those medals.
Yeah.
Is it a real advantage for you that you're not going to maybe have to go that far afield and you'll be able to be closer to home?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, like, well, I wouldn't be able to do both those championships if it wasn't the case. And it's also nice because family and friends can come over and watch. It's not halfway across the world, which is lovely. I'm not sure how the weather will be. Fingers crossed, half decent. But no, I would definitely consider it a home advantage just because it's just across the water. And yeah, it's so accessible for us. So no, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a busy couple of weeks, but I think I'll be well okay for it.
That's the next, are you going to compete, do you think, before the Commonwealth Games?
I don't know. We've not got anything in the plans. I think that, like, I need to put in a couple of good blocks of training. It's been a wee bit biddy. Whenever you compete indoors, it's always a wee bit all over the place. So yeah, I need to go away on camp. We'll put in hopefully a good block of work over there, come back, reevaluate, see where I am, and then go from there.
You won a silver medal at the Commonwealth Games in 2022.
Yes.
How different of an athlete are you 4 years later?
Yeah, very different. A completely different person as well. Like, I've changed so much. And yeah, it'll be an exciting competition. And like, by no means do I think I'll walk in there and walk away with it. Like, I know that Kat's going to be there. There's going to be so many other great athletes there. Jade Odetta will be there. It's going to be a tough competition, but an exciting one.
And just finally, on the European Championships, Sophia Doctor is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Herself and Anna Hall had such a battle.
Yeah.
What was it like lining up against them in that last, especially in the final events, and knowing that you're going to be able to maybe get a shot at taking them on again pretty soon?
Yeah, I think that Sophie's lovely, and she deserved to win that indoor medal. She competed really, really well that day, and I think she PB'd multiple times. But I have to have her as well as so many others in my sights, and I'm looking forward to taking her on again at European Champs and making her work hard, just like she'll make me work hard. It'll be an exciting game.
Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.